What if the background music in your business could do more than just fill silence? What if it could actually increase sales, build customer loyalty, and define your brand? Our mission is simple: to help businesses like yours succeed by harnessing the strategic power of sound. We believe the right music can be a game changer, and we're going to prove it.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
Hey, what's up? It is me, and it's me, your girl, Laborly, aka Kat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
Yeah, you have. You have. You absolutely have. Listen, today, I'm still a little nasally right now, y'all. Forgive me, but I'm here. But today, of course, is Media Monday. You know, the day that we get on the Gab Beat and talk about it, because some things need to be talked about. I have certain kind of feelings today about one of these. All of them for that matter, but we'll get into that in a minute. There are some things that I need to say before we even get started, honey doll. I'm trying to tell you. Because I got some things. I really got some things. I'm going to give a piece of my mind today. I'm giving it up. All right. But first, before we get into all that, join the conversation. You can do that by calling the number 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. Or you can send a text. Or you can just drop a comment. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you drop a comment or send a text, I'm reading it out loud. I just am. You drop a comment, it'll be on the screen. If you decide that you want to call in, I just need you to know that you will be live on air, so be mindful. That's for sure. That's for certain. I like to put this on the bottom of the screen. Okay, there we go. But there are a lot of ways for you to reach me, a lot, right? Now, I'm just showing you this so that you can contact me various ways, so you know. All right, choose one. But just in case, we need a little nudge. We all need them from time to time. contact@ambitiouslyent.com, or you can hit us up on our other email address, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Oh shucks, Rock, I ain't for your stuff today. I'm not for it today, Rock. Uh-uh. We not doing that. Nope. I need y'all to do this though. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Let me show you what I'm trying to say, because it's not on the screen and I don't like it. And Rock playing with my emotions today. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. That means the most to me. You have no idea. So you hit that like button, share it. You know, it's something here for everybody. I guarantee that. I can guarantee that, baby. Check our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join the coffee community. I will explain all of that a little bit later, but just do that, okay? Anyway, all right, now it's time to get to this gab, babe. And for Rock to stop playing with me all his life. He played too much. Love you too, Rock, but you play too much. Anyway, so this first story we're going to talk about this evening, it's a whole, like, I don't, at this point, even certain aspects of the music industry, I hate to say it, but they basically look like reality TV shows at this point, but with a little extra on it. Like, it's like a little sprinkle of extra on it. But anyway, in one of the sagas that we have on this little soap opera we're on right now, we have this Young Thug situation. Now, there's a lot to unpack about it. We've unpacked plenty about it. But because they done leaked this child phone calls, it's wreaking havoc on his behind. Like, I don't know what else to say. He losing his woman. He losing friends, or what maybe they thought was for. I don't even know what that situation is. It's a whole soap opera. They kind of was friends, but then he went to jail and he was mad and he was hating. So he started to talk about sad friends and, you know, all the other stuff. But the one thing that I need everybody to remember about him getting out of prison or jail in the first place, part of the agreement is that he can't make no music right now. And he dropped a song. Apologizing on Wax, using a new song to say sorry to Drake, Savage, Lil Baby, and his girlfriend Mariah the Scientist, and more. Thugger just dropped a new track titled Man, I Miss My Dogs. And it's essentially him apologizing to different people in his life for everything he has said on the leaked phone calls. I don't think there's no coming back. Like, to be honest. And the sad part is, you got caught not only talking trash about everybody, but then you doing your little girlfriend dirty too. And now it's Now you're going to go to jail because you're not even supposed to be making music right now. That's the whole thing. That's the point I'm getting to. I think that's where I stand with it. And it's kind of impossible to make the music and it not be, I don't know if it was leaked or he released it, but the whole point is he is not supposed to be doing that at all. Like, that's part of the terms of his release from prison. So, yeah, that's a little weird. That's a little weird. But then he is a weird type of dude, so I don't know. But this is a whole mess, and I just needed to stop. All right, he's apologized on wax. What's next? It's like a whole soap opera, dude. Speaking of soap opera, I be hating to bring... No, I don't hate to bring him into the situation. Yes, I love to bring him into the situation. I like to have conversations that relate to Drake. I do. Not gonna lie. At this point, I do, because he deserves everything that I say. So, yeah, I do kind of like having these conversations about him. But, nonetheless, it's not necessarily about him, but more about his team. So, you know, he's made music over the years. Some would say incredible. Some would say it's mediocre. To each his own. So, just at the expense of his top producer, OVO, Noah 40, the boy 40, right? And boy ID, or boy wonders. I don't even like how he spelled that. That's dumb. Love for one another. So claim status quo. The former Dr. Drake protege. Wait, damn it. Protege recently appeared on Justin Hunt's Culture United stream alongside Glasses Malone. I like Glasses Malone. He cool with me. I like him. I like watching some of his podcasts. Oh, dang. Which reminds me, I gotta watch something tonight before I go to bed. But anyway, and several other podcasters refers to Canadians' behavior as two-faced while discussing Young Thug's leaked phone calls explosion. Because this is a reality show. I'm convinced at this point. So Stat told the chat that he saw he's seen some people getting down. They was bucking in real time, because 40 and Boy Wonder hated one another for years, and sent a shout out to Boy Wonder as a half apology for spilling the beans. No, you can't apologize now. You already told the tea. Like, how you gonna apologize all of a sudden? But anyway, so between the two of them, OVO 40 and Boy Wonder are responsible for the dynamics of Drake's tracks, such as God's Plan, Headlines, 0 to 100, and Summer 16. It's a good thing that they were able to, you know, complete the mission if there was such a beef, like Stat says. But fans rarely hear from 40, but Boy Wonder is pretty active on social media, having gone back and forth with Mustard after Drake versus Kendrick died down, which is crazy word, because how you gonna go back and forth with Mustard? Like, he killed that. He did what he was supposed to do. Like, that's giving hate and energy, for real. But, I mean, I know you on the OVO side of things or whatever, but... Don't be mad. Anyway, Stat also echoed academics' observations that Young Thug's post-Rico career is looking shaky because the strict probation that hinders his lyrics. But Stat also claimed that Lil Baby fell off because Thug, Gunna, and Lil Yachty are no longer in the trenches to write his rhymes. Child. That being said, Baby's last album, Wham, did not top the Billboard charts, Billboard 200 charts back in January. So it doesn't look like his end has happened just yet. But listen, I told you that this stuff was a freaking soap opera slash reality show. It's all kinds of stuff going on. Nigga, just sitting on a podcast. I like talking to people on podcasts, but I don't want to. I talk about other people on Mondays, right? But I don't want nobody. I just give my honest opinion and my observation from what has been reported, right? But I don't want guests to come onto my show and then that's what we focused on. Like, that's the conversation we had. I would prefer it if the conversation that we are having is about whatever it is that they do and how they can contribute to society. Like, I don't want to sit and talk about, well, did you hear or what happened? Oh, you heard? Like, it's crazy to me. I can't imagine. Hi, it's all good, Doc. Hi, Doc, baby. Listen, you missed it. Rock was playing with my emotions. But yeah, it's all good. Sometimes you got stuff to do. But I couldn't imagine me having a guest on my show and our conversation is about somebody else. Or, like, they're my guests. I could do that. If it's my co-host, that's one thing, but my guest, like somebody that I'm inviting to sit on my platform, they should be coming to promote something or whatever. Let's talk about that. Now, if they got some funny stories or antics that they want to, you know, let out or whatever, cool. But I don't want to be, these conversations be very girly to me, and I'm a woman. And if they're too girly for me, I don't know how a lot of men can sit through it. I don't. Got this man writing songs, apologizing to everybody. Boy, your career is done. Your career is done. And as far as these OVO dudes coming and sitting down and having their little chatty patty moments, chill out, y'all. Some of y'all really look like y'all got manginas, and I don't like it. Y'all should not be having cools. Y'all should be having the Audi, not the Innie, because it's out of pocket. But so apparently OVO wasn't really getting along back then even. So the fact that they saying that, maybe have you ever thought that somebody from OVO is working for me? Kendrick. But maybe it's some truth in there for real. I'm just saying. Just saying. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Just think about it. A lot of stuff has been coming, like being exposed lately, that has been actually truth. And you know I'll be on my dot, dot, dot. Think about it. Anyway, so Nut Boy, I haven't talked about him in a while, but I'm going to talk about him today because he is ordered to go into, he got to do a deposition, which is going to be interesting. I'm interested to see how this, because you know they record him and kind of like that is public information. So I can't wait to see how this goes. But Kanye West, if you're wondering who we're talking about, is being ordered to sit down for a deposition in a lawsuit filed against him by his former employee at his Donda Academy. And the judge set strict deadlines. I don't know. Well, I don't know. He might have. I don't know. Okay, let's just get into it. So, according to legal documents, the judge in Los Angeles on Tuesday ordered Kanye to appear for the deposition within 30 days, and Yeezy has to show up in person to answer the questions. That's why I said they're going to have a video. They're going to have a video. But he's ordered to show up in person. But if he can show up the Diddy Court thing, he can show up for his depo. The depo is for a lawsuit a man named Trevor Phillips filed against Kanye in April 2024. In the suit, Phillips claims that he worked for Kanye at Donda and says that Ye frequently shared anti-Semitic views, which, with staffers, and once announced that he wanted to shave the students' heads and intended to put a jail in the, at the school. What, Kanye, you trying to trap the bait? Let me find out. Not Pizzagate with Kanye in it. Anyway, Phillips also alleged that Ye made a habit of berating and bullying Black employees, including himself at Donda. He's suing for discrimination, harassment, hostile work environment, and a host of other things. And he's seeking damages. Of course he is. Why would he go take it to court? See, this is the thing. Okay, of course he is, though. The docs say that Phillips has made several failed attempts to get Kanye to show up for the depo with Kanye. Kanye, you know, trying to get in the way out each time. You feel me? Now the judge is trying to step in and get Kanye to sit in front of Phillips' lawyers, and the clock is ticking. So. Of course, you know, they reached out to Kanye's lawyers. Nobody has a comment. Like, I think that I said it before and I'll say it again. I think that there has been, I don't know what to call it, like a shift, perhaps. It's another word that I want to use other than shift, but we'll just go with shift. It's too easy. Like, I think I said it a little bit when I might have made mention of it a little bit around the time when all this Kendrick and Drake stuff started. But I told you, like, it's like something about the cosmics. They've moved. They, like, I don't know. It's been like a shift or some kind of, maybe we went through some kind of vortex. But a lot of change is happening right now. And a lot of people are being exposed right now. And it's looking crazy and crazier every day. Like, everybody's being exposed. Everybody. And the things that were hidden from us are very, like, they're out in our face now. It's a lot of things that, and I don't know who I had this conversation with, but it was a lot of things that maybe people would have gotten away with back in the day, but we not here. We not there no more. We are somewhere out. And a lot of things that might have slid then, you can't get away with now. Now, maybe perhaps Kanye, because he got away with saying George Bush don't like Black people, maybe he, you know, he got cocky after that and he just started saying whatever he felt like saying. But can't get away with everything. I'll say that. You can't get away with every freaking thing. So, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm interested to see how this depo goes with Kanye, because I can only imagine it's probably going to be some comedy in there for me somewhere. I don't know. Now, listen, I wanted to talk about this because this was crazy to me. So, let's get into it. So, it's a young man named David. He's a popular singer with millions of streams, right? They say he's alive and well after the chopped up and heavily decomposed remains were found inside of a Tesla registered to him that was sitting inside a Hollywood tow yard. But they've confirmed that he is okay, which I knew he was okay because, I don't know. I just knew he was okay, but law enforcement sources say that police are the ones who informed him his Tesla was in an impound with an alive person in it. And he had no idea there was anything untoward going on. So what they're saying is he is fully cooperating with the police as the investigation moves forward. The big question mark here is, we don't know if he gave the car to somebody or it was, you know, possibly stolen. And I thought Tesla's was like the top line. So do you, people just be selling? I don't really hear often of people stealing Teslas, but okay. As reported, the LAPD said that responded Monday after receiving a report of a foul odor coming from the Tesla. Police say human remains were found, and the case is now being treated as an unalive investigation. So, the Tesla was registered in Homestead, Texas, to David Anthony Burke, which is the young man's real name. That's his real name. It's still David, but it's spelled differently for, you know, his stage marker or whatever. But, so, he right now, though, this is the crazy part. He's not even here. He's on a world tour that kicked off last month, and he's set to take the stage Tuesday in Minneapolis. Now, authorities have not released the names of the person whose remains were found, and the medical examiner will determine the exact cause of the unaliving. Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. He could have bought the car for somebody, though. Well, I guess people do steal Teslas. I've never heard of it personally. Excuse my yawn, but I've never heard of that happening personally. But hey, maybe people do steal Teslas. I don't know. But the fact that it's registered to him, he's not even on tour, and there's remains in his car is crazy. Insane. Nuts. Child. What the hell? Now, I want to talk about this. You know, sometimes I want to get real political, and then sometimes I do not want to get real political, because I love for us all to have our own views and our different opinions. But we can't act like things aren't happening in the world right now, because they are. So, as we all know, I'm trying to make sure which one I wanted to go. Okay. As we all, because it's happening, it happens. An incident happened. An unaliving happened of an influence, a very popular influence. Influencer by the name of Charlie Kirk, right? that happened. It was crazy. Couldn't even believe I seen it with my own eye. Well, I wasn't right there, but I saw it. You know, I think on the web, but I saw it, right? Now it's all of this controversy and going back and forth. One, because for some strange reason, they felt like it was somebody else, but it wasn't like, or they wanted it to be somebody else, but it like some other kind of, like a melanated or a brown person or, you know, somebody of color or a different religious background or whatever. But then it happened to be somebody who happens to be in the same party as them. Well, yeah, the same party as them. His people, he's heavy MAGA, and he happened to be the one to do it. I watched the governor do his little spiel about he hoped that it wasn't one of them, but it happened to be one of them. That's crazy. They got the video of this dude running across the roof and jumping down. I'm thinking this is just after he did what he did. But anyway, so this the suspect of the Charlie Kirk situation or unaliving is in even more hot water because there's no new DNA evidence linking him to the crime, as well as a note written by him threatening to unalive the controversial conservative activist, according to the FBI director, Cash Patel. Now, Patel made an appearance on Monday on Fox and Friends and gave an update on the investigation into the fatal shooting of Kirk last week. I didn't mean to say what I said. As he was holding the event, at Utah Valley University, you know, that happened. According to the FBI, Tyler Robinson used a rifle to fire one single shot that hit Kirk in the neck while Kirk was on stage taking questions from the crowd. It's crazy. But I feel like at this point, people gotta stop blaming. You don't know who does what. Nobody cared, not on the black side, cared enough to want to kill that dude. Like, in my opinion, he was just a dude yapping his mouth. I'm quite sure they feel the same thing about me. It's just a woman, a chick, or whatever you call them in your culture, but to just sit and run her mouth on the internet. You feel me? But we don't care enough to want to off you because of your views, because how you feel. Could you influence people to do crazy stuff? Probably. I don't know. But you haven't. You just ran your mouth. That's all. So I don't see a reason for us to want to play a part like that. Like, it makes no sense. But now that they whittled down, they're not black, they're not, you know, brown, they're not transgender, they're not any of these things. So now that we know that they're not, like, the person that did it is not any of these things, and we know that he's one of, not us, but them, I know I gotta feel crazy. For the people in Utah, I just know I gotta feel crazy. I'm sorry, y'all. I get up very early in the morning, so at a certain point in time, I can't stop them. They just come. The yawns, they just come. But yeah, now you see what it is. I think all of them at this point, they're losing their minds. Even everybody on that side, they losing their minds right now. Now, the NFL A lot of across, because you know it is definitely football season. I wore a little purple.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
And you can see the flag a little bit behind me. The book is behind me. It's what it is. And we won yesterday, so I'm really feeling myself. I'm not a super mom. Doc, I'm not a super mom. I'm not a super mom at all. I just be waking up early in the morning. Yeah, Doc said it is everything a fear. It is, but listen, it's crazy people in every race, ethnicity group. It's just crazy people everywhere. But I just need you to understand that we don't care enough that we want to do something like that. But now you know it wasn't us, it was your aunt. So now what? What's your next excuse? I got it. He listens to rap music. Because that's what they used to try to blame a lot of shit on back in the day. We understand. You wake up early, super mom. Nah, I don't think I'm a super mom. I'm just a mom. I'm just a mom. But, yeah. Nuts. But anyway, the NFL, throughout the NFL, they have been holding little vigils for, you know, giving moments of silence in certain, they gave each team their decision to make on whether or not they wanted to do it. But they gave Charlie Kirk a moment of silence. A lot of them did. I could tell you for sure the Ravens didn't, but a lot of them did. Listen, here you go with your mess again, sir. Always coming around, causing, starting trouble. Always starting trouble. But yeah, the Ravens didn't do it. But, you know, somebody said that they should, reporters should interview the teams and ask them why they didn't do it. Like, why would you do that? What sense does that make? Why does it matter? They had an option of doing it or not doing it, and they didn't do it. Simple as that. Maybe they didn't do it because maybe a lot of people don't agree with his views, and that's can't have madness within the stadium's football season must go on. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Don't try to disrupt football season, baby. Let us rock how we need to rock. We try and get to that ring. We try and get to that ring, so no, don't come in. Don't be trying to play games like that. But anyway, nonetheless, nobody deserves to lose their life. That's nobody. Even if you don't agree with other people's views, or you know, y'all just don't see eye to eye for some strange reason, whatever the case may be, don't be out here trying to play God. Don't be out here taking people's lives. Who told you you were in charge of who's allowed to be and who's not? Stop it. It's out of pocket. You're not in charge. Sit down somewhere. But it was also, I think, crazy is they try to make this point like, all right, you know, well, we knew racism wasn't dead, but they try to make it so like, oh, no, things have changed over the years. Things have gotten a lot more progressive. You know, everybody, but it's still the same system. Just looks dressed up differently, but it's the same system. And they was looking for a reason to lynch a ninja. People don't understand. I don't think. Anyway, craziness. Craziness. All right, listen, we got a new country on our list. I'm excited about that. I like the new countries on the list. I do. It makes me very, very happy to see this every time I see it. And I think I found out that one maybe yesterday. But anyway, so I need us to get our act together. It's like nuts. It's crazy. Anyway. Time to get to some things. It's time again. I'm a little early on the love notes, but it's cool. That means I'm just doing what I need to be doing. Everybody don't have to do a memorial. Like, if they don't want to, like, just let it be what it's going to be. Like, I don't know. People, they perplex me sometimes. And I think it also bothers me that people want to be in charge of other people too bad sometimes. Like, just let them be, let them do what they need to do. Like, I don't know. That shouldn't even happen in the first place. No way, that should not happen. I don't wish on nobody. Like, that should not happen. Anyway. Like, that shouldn't happen. And then just to think of how much access children have to the internet right now, and to see, like, that's crazy. But that might have played a part in his actions too. I don't know, because he wasn't that old. The header, I think he was like 21 or so, or might about to be turning 21 or something like that. It's nuts. Anyway. Yes, time for the love notes. Oh, but anyway, first, anybody who's watching for Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, or Rumble, I love you. Thank you for watching this show. Thank you for the love. You guys are so beautiful to me. Listen, I set a date, so network. Be that real soon, put it like that. But yeah, those people watching from any of those networks, I love you and thank you for watching. You guys are incredible. You are freaking incredible. But it is now time for me to give some love. Doc, you on a roll early tonight. You trying to make sure you got everything on there, huh? It is time for me to send some love to some amazing, I'm quite sure gorgeous, although I've never seen any of these people a day in my life, but gorgeous people. They come from far and wide, across the pond and back, to show love. They download this podcast. They ride or die, a lot of them. They always come back. They always show love. So I love them, and I like to show them love. And the only way I could show them love without them watching is to give them love. So it is now time for the love notes. It is. I know that was a lot to take in, but that's the only way it works. So I got to say, I love you. Thank you. It's time for the love notes. How do we come up with the name love notes? Well, I used to call it love doc. I used to call it show notes. We bickered, and then we came to the compromise. Why do we come to the compromise? Because we realize that there is no love without compromise. So now we call it love notes. Yes, we do. And I love these people for just coming and holding it down and listening And like I said, we got a new country in on us, so I'm super excited about it. Let's go. It is now time for the love notes. Thank you all. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. Hi. Thank you for the love. I appreciate you guys so much. You know how much I love y'all. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Oh, my goodness. Nepal, I heard some things about what's going on over there, though. It's crazy. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela. Oh, Venezuela, baby. The Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. Hey. What's up? Hey. I love y'all. Oh, my gosh. I do. You guys are amazing. You are. You are. You are. Y'all make life sweet, man. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica. I got you, baby. Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, booze. I love you, too. I love you. 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 Oh, my goodness. Italy, Egypt, Malta, Tanzania, Cambodia, Colombia, Trinidad and Tobago, Israel. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. This list just amazes me more and more every day, man. Bulgaria, Cote d'Ivoire, Palestinian territory occupied, and welcome Malaysia. Oh my goodness. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh my goodness. That feels good to my soul. Feels so good to my soul. I don't care how sleepy I am. I'm sorry that I'm yawning and I am a little tired. This weekend, it's been a little busy, but it's been a good busy. So girl, I was still a little worn out. And then we right back into the week. But anyway, and then I got stuff to do tomorrow, but I'm going to get it all done. Yeah, I love y'all. Thanks for the love. Doc going to say top flight, catch the vibes, respect to the super moms. I don't know where the hell they at, but I do know. Big just shout out to the moms, period. You feel me? I don't think none of us is super moms. I just think we just do what we need to do. For our cubs, that's all. Doc said worldwide. Yeah, Doc, you see that list? Freedom of speech, but not freedom of consequence. You feel like, exactly. 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 My name is Kat Lee, and I'm going to hold off. I'm not going to do it just yet. But exactly. Because what? Anyway, Doc has said, hit that like button, tune in, live show, radio show, and get the app. You absolutely should. You absolutely should. Let me tell you something. My name is Kat Lee Wu, and I approve this message. I do, man. I approve it. I approve it. I do. Doc, you on one tonight. You on point. You on point. And I got an extra bling. Ow. Extra bling. Like my extra blings. Anyway, so, yeah. I don't know. The more I see, the more concerned I get for this world, I guess. And I'm just only hoping that, like, I wanted to be better for my kid, but the way, it look crazy out here. Anyway. It's just crazy out here. Nuts. Bananas. It shouldn't even be like that. It shouldn't. But it is. Anyway, join the conversation. You can do that by calling in. The number is 443-551-5963. Now, you can call that number or you can send a text and we will read the text. Let me make sure I ain't miss nothing. All right, we good. We will read the text out loud so everybody can hear it. If you call in, you'll be live on air. If you drop a comment, I'm going to read it and then people can see it. That's just how it works. That's how it works. Wait, let me see what else we got going on here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Doc, it's coming. It's coming. Listen, there are so many ways for you to get in contact with me. I told you earlier, I'm going to tell you again. Plenty of ways to get in contact with me. Pick one. Pick one. Any one of them. I answer to you. Pick one. Pick one. But just in case you need a nudge, you need a little assistance, a little nudge, hit us up. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Yes. Remember to, my boos, remember to, yeah, like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. And they greatly appreciate it. So do that. Hit that like button. Should hit it. Go. Hit it. But anyway, much love. Much love. Always love. Let me do this first before I get to him, because I like to talk about him last. Save the best for last. Anyway, check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join our coffee community. Watch out our television network programming that we got going on. Popping off over there. Like, do all of the things. But going over there, but definitely join the coffee community. I want you to join the coffee community because I would like for us to be able to exchange salacious, titillating, and taboo conversations, right? And then I also want to be able to cuss. That's why I'm starting my own everything, because I also would like to be able to cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. I want to be able to say fucking shit. Yes, I cuss like a sailor. This is not a surprise, I just do. And I want to be free to do so. So go on over there and join the network, all right? And watch the network. You don't even got to join. You just go over there and watch. Now, if you subscribe, that'll probably be better, because it's other content that you will only be able to get unless you subscribe over there. But whatever. Listen. Much love to our residential DJ, DJ Rukasey. He holds it down every single solitary week. Every week we got a new mix. And they be the mixes. And so just show that boy some love. Show him some love and let us know how you feel about these mixes that we present to you every week. We present it to you via the show and also on the radio station. We would like to know how you feel about it. Okay. All right. Now I got to say the things that I really have to say. It's very important and vital that I say these things. Like, it is. Very vital. Hold on. Yeah, okay. Now, first thing I'm going to tell you is for you to mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Hold on, I forgot I had some tea right here. Oh, it's getting a little dry. Forgive me. But everybody's business, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Some business you just need to mind the business that pays you, right? Or the business that I present to you, because I'm nosy as hell and I want y'all to be nosy with me. Might seem a little hypocritical, but I don't really give a fuck. But other than that, mind your business. And that's happened. I try not to tell people's business, but sometimes it's warranted. Sometimes it's just absolutely warranted. Not intentional, but warranted. I try though. I try my best. The wiretap, I'm definitely telling your business. If you have a court case and it's high profile enough for me to want to pull it, perhaps pull the case, and you're filthy, disgusting, nasty, just freaking hideous, insane, freaking diabolical, trifling. All of, I'm going to use Doc's word because he's not here right now, and I use it when he's not here so I can feel like he's here. Insidious. If you are in any of those things and you have a court case that I can pull, I'm pulling it, baby, and we definitely reading it. We are. Wagmire, usually that's more of our business versus other people's business. Yeah, for the most part. And then cattails is more my business and other parties' business too, but you go get their side from them. But I don't say no names and none of that. So if by chance our story comes into the conversation, the only way that they know it's you is if your dumb ass say something. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. They won't know it's you because I don't even use your name. And then, if you come to me, you step to me, and you try to approach me about telling a story, then I'm going to expose you. So, shut up. Like Doc would say, a head dog will holler. Well, go ahead and holler, bitch. Feel free. Now they going to know it's you. That's all I'm saying. So shut up. But other than that, mind your business. Listen, this is very important. This what I'm about to say right now is so important. You have no clue. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your babies. My baby got an Anna Bean. It's her touch she had today, but whatever. Encourage your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. Listen, you don't know how they need that encouragement. You don't know how much somebody having your back and believing in you can mean to somebody as they grow and develop into the person that they're going to be. So it's your job to tell them that they are the GOAT. Damn it. It's your job. Do it. Now, if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. Never worked for NASA. What I do know is you need to get yourself a telescope, a good one. Put it together. Assemble it, baby. Assemble it. It doesn't. It's not that bad of an assembly. Assemble it. It comes with lenses, scopes, beams, freaking apps. If you go to where I got mine from. HiNetGL. But assemble it. Take it outside. Don't get that kind that you be looking through your neighbor's windows with you little perv. Get a good one. Put it together. Take it outside. Go out there with them babies and discover some shit. Maybe you discover a comet, a meteor, an asteroid. I hope all are going past you, not coming towards you. Because, geez Louise, that's so frightening to think about. But a planet that they say is not a planet anymore, but I just can't fathom saying it's not a planet. I can't fathom the idea of it. I can't. It's just a planet. It was a planet my whole childhood. Now you just want to say it's not a planet anymore. I can't move like that. I can't. Or perhaps you'll encounter a UFO because they see you being nosy. Which is a little telescope and stuff. So they're like, oh, you my company. And I'm going to say this. If you do, this message is not really for you. It's for them. Them being whoever beams you up or down. I don't know which way it goes anymore. It's for them. And the message is, I don't want to go. Unless you have a planet better than this one. Then I need to know where the sign-in list is because I'm gone. But other than that, if it's not better than this, I don't want to go. I don't. Leave me alone. Not I, said the cat. Leave me alone. Now, I do have a neighbor who's pretty ripe for the plucking. You can get her. You want to make a deal, whatever. But yeah, just leave me alone. I don't want to go. Hell no, I won't go. Hell no, I won't go. No, I don't want to go. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, whatever the hell else you do over there at NASCAR. I don't know. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was king. And in my opinion, the muscle car will always be king. It will. You know what I'm saying? Put the pedal to the metal. They was talking about those. They wasn't talking about this fiberglass bullshit y'all drive right now. Nope. Nope. Ain't not. They was not talking about that when they made that term. But whatever the case may be, whatever they choose to do or want to do, encourage them babies to do it. They need you to have their backs and, you know, tell them how great they are. They do. They need that. That's important. Very vital part of little person development, just so you know. Just so you know. Just give me a little person development. It is now time. Hold on. What's going on? We got to get this off the screen real quick. Okay. Yeah. All right. It is now time for your fair warning. I give it to you because I love you.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
Snowman is definitely going to contain some explicit language. It is. For sure. For certain. Listen, stay the fuck in your lane. Your lane, my lane, not the same. We are not in the same lanes. Yours is over there. Mine is the fuck over here. Stay the fuck in your shit. Because you jump in mine, you're going to get something that you do not want. And I always give you this part of the message so that you know, like, I just want us to be friends. You, like, you could do this the hard way. You could do this the easy way. I see you just take the easy way and just listen to my warning. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button. You don't do that, because if you do it, then you're going to get something that you do not want. And I can't help you. I can't help you at that point. You're going to get her. I can almost guarantee you that you don't want her. She's not nice. She's not sweet. She is not kind. She is none of those things. She is none of those things. And she never professed to be, because she knows what she is. She a beast. Don't play with her. Don't play with her. You don't want her. You don't. Oh, shucks. Got another one. Thank you, Doc, baby. Thank you. Appreciate you so much. Hold on. Let me get to it. But you don't want her. You don't want her at all. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good stuff. You want her. For sure, you want her. You don't want the first one. You want her. Plus, if you get her, you get a 2-for-1 special. I promise you. A 2-for-1 special. Yeah. A 2-for-1. You get a 2-for-1. You get her, you get her. Hey, you big purr, bitches. Hey, you big purr. Listen, if Cat is purring, Cat is a happy, happy girl. Hey, you big purr. You do not want that first one, though. She's not nice. She ain't. I'm being honest with you. She's not nice. At all. Whatsoever. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. I don't need that for we. So just stay fucking your line. Your line, and everything will be copacetic. Like, that's really the secret to life. Just stay in your line. Just mind your own shit. Stay in your shit. Yeah. That's the secret to life. Also, this is another secret. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you really got to be like, you know what? You got that. You won that. Have that. Take that with you. Get the fuck out my face. That's how you, that's what you got to do. Because some of them, you're not going to win. Now you just start looking stupid. Look at your boy. Look at your boy. Your boy Patty Boots. You know? Baby Caligula. Little Boots, aka Drake. Look at your boy. That is what you call not picking and choosing your battles wisely. That's a prime example of that. Plus, you know, we already know you're a liar, so whatever. You said you studied rap battles for a living. Well, if you did, you would know that Mobb Deep said a long, long time ago that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said, you can run, but you can't high five in these streets that we done took. Drizzle. Patty Boots. Baby Caligula, little Boots. Drake. They said you walking with your head down, scared to look. They said you shut, because ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to look. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Listen, the whole point of everything that I'm saying right now is just to pick and choose your battles wisely. Do that. Worry about the war. Fuck the battles, really. Worry about the war. Fuck the battles. Worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. You should worry about the war, too. You should. You should. But choose wisely. Make better decisions for yourself than you do. Be you. Be amazing you. Be authentically you. Be the best you that you could ever freaking be. Be genuine, true to yourself. Be all of those things. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, or that you talk, and the way that you dress, the only thing you got to worry about is the talking part. Don't go to court for shit you indulged in. Don't make fake accents. Yeah. If you're going to dress weird, be the best dressed weirdo ever. If, like, the way you walk is the way you walk, but the talk shit gets you in trouble every time. I'm just saying. Remember that what they eat don't make you shit, and what you eat don't make them shit either. Like, it doesn't work out that way. You can't make anybody happy. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy. Happiness starts with them. You can sprinkle your little happy juices on them. Maybe that'll work, but you can't do it. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin, unless you the other kind of twin situation, but I don't speak on it. I'm not a doctor. But yeah, you came in by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, babes. You are. And then, no matter what it is that you try to do to fix whatever they complain is about, you're probably not going to fix it. 95%. Guaranteed you're not going to fix it. Maybe. But then just remember, they'll find something else to bitch about. So, do you waste your time? Don't do that. Plus, you know, misery, that bitch love company. I told that bitch all the time, get the fuck back, bitch. I don't hang with your kind. Now that I said a cat, like, I don't hang with your kind. I don't want your kind around me. Like, I don't want you spreading that negative energy my way. Go ahead, get back, bitch. Nah, I ain't her homie. We not cool. But lastly, dream. Dream big. Dream so big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the freaking universe, my friends. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, just go into a whole nother dimension. And then once you realize and visualize the dream, fucking plan. Like, plan. Plan and then execute. Plan and execute. Because that's the only way it's going to happen, is if you put a plan together and you execute the plan, and it's going to happen from there. So what else you got? What else? Nothing. But anyway, y'all, it is now time for me to get up out of here. Got to get up at 6 a.m. again, and then I got some things I got to do tomorrow. So I'm going to get out of here, but I love y'all so much. Stay out of trouble. Stay safe, please. And if you are going to get in trouble, make sure you got a hell of a lawyer, because, But anyway, stay safe, stay out of trouble. I love y'all. Have a good and wonderful night. Get some good sleep tonight, too. Good night, y'all. Bye. I gotta go. If they let me go, hold on. I'm trying.
Oh,